My friends, are you tired yet? Entering purgatory is not as easy as you thought it would be. It's exhausting and overwhelming. First of all, because you realize how many people are there, how many people to help, how much to think about, aside from the fact that there's a lot of suffering involved. Well, persevere. We are in day 6 and we have 34 more days to go, and the last 10 will be on hell. So remember, save your energy for this long marathon that we are running. And today's day, day 6, is personal to me. It means a lot to me. Today we are focusing on our deceased friends and any benefactors, any people that have helped us throughout our life, but specifically friendship. Now, I'm someone that bought into the lie of our culture. First of all, I do not like criticizing our culture excessively, as sometimes people will do, because I think that we should find the good in everything. So some of the things that our culture emphasizes is money, which can be a good thing, power, which can be a good thing, and romantic relationships, which can also be a good thing. And it doesn't always emphasize friendship. And I bought into that lie, so I focused on all those things. I focused always on girlfriends to the exclusion of having friends, aside from the fact that I was kind of nerdy. Can you imagine a Catholic that loves purgatory can be a little bit nerdy and maybe different from other people? So it was always a struggle to have a lot of friends. So when I converted and I bought into this idea of that I could have a million friends, thousands upon thousands of friends, I loved it. And I found this fulfilled in purgatory. Not only are we praying for those that were friends with us in life and now are deceased, and we are showing ourselves to be true friends to them, but every single person that you pray for becomes like a best friend on the other side of heaven. Someone made a comment asking what happens when we pray for them. Do they pray for us? Do they know who we are? And let me assure you that when they enter into heaven and they enter into God, they will know your name. They know exactly what you did for them. They know exactly who you were, who released them, who God used as an instrument in their release into heaven, and they will pray for you nonstop. They will love you more than any best friend that you have ever had. Imagine having a million of them. In fact, there's this sort of well-known Spanish song where the singer says, "I want to have a million friends so that I could sing more loudly, like a million birds that surround me." Something like that. That's kind of a rough translation. It's so true that the souls in purgatory will be friends to us. Now, I want you to consider the following: how ordinary God can be in revealing the souls in purgatory to us as friends, and also praying for our friends that are in purgatory. Think about the ordinariness of it. And one of the things, one of the maybe defects that can happen to us when we focus a lot on purgatory is we begin looking for God only in the extraordinary. And He is. God is a God of miracles. God is a God that can do the impossible. God can do amazing things. But often, maybe even 75% of the time, He is speaking to us through the ordinary things. Through the ordinary encounters with our family, when we're washing the dishes, cleaning the bathroom, talking with our children, sitting next to our spouses, just doing nothing, God is there in profound ways that you will not be able to believe. Let me read to you this amazing, amazing passage from the book. Today's chapter, day 6, is an unbelievable chapter. It is anointed, so I highly encourage you to get either the Kindle version so that you can get it as fast as possible, or to get yourself a hard copy of the book, Stories About Purgatory and What They Reveal. So let's go into this quote that is just so awesome and profound. So the sacred duty of prayer for the dead runs through all the relations of life. From all comes the cry begging for our prayers. Every reminder that we receive is a voice from the grave. Now it is the mention of a name that once brought gladness to our hearts, or we come across a letter written by a hand whose grasp used to thrill our souls. That hand now stiffened and cold in death, or it is the sight of some relic that vividly recalls the dear one passed away. Or it is a dream, and to whom has not such a dream occurred, in which we live over again the pleasant past with the bosom friend of our soul, and he is back once more in the flesh, reenacting the scenes of former days, breathing and talking as naturally as though there were no break in his life or ours. And we had never parted. When we awaken from our dream and the pang of reality like a keen blade penetrates our hearts, let us not rest content with a vain sigh of regret or with useless tears of grief. Let us pray God to give the departed soul eternal rest and admit it to the perpetual light of his presence. And in like manner, should we regard all other reminders as so many appeals to the charity of our prayers. In this way, will the keeping of the memory of those gone before us be to them a blessing and to us a consolation. My friends, you heard it there. Everything that we have been talking about totally confirmed all those ways that the souls in purgatory reach out to us through thoughts that seem random, through letters, through dreams, and through any other means, through maybe a song that you hear, something that comes across you trying to tell you, pray for me. So to those people that were friends to you in life, you be a friend to them, and they will be like many millions of best friends that you accumulate. And even to strangers, to those that you did not know, make them your friends for the afterlife. My friends, God bless you on this day 6, and I will see you tomorrow in day 7.